Today is Wednesday, January 8th. What to know today about an attack on U.S. forces in Iraq and a Boeing plane crash in Iran. Plus, the two billionaires buying dueling Super Bowl ads, the popular country music group splitting up, and the new type of Girl Scout cookie. Welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Iran has fired back against the U.S. as promised. So this morning, President Trump is expected to address the nation. For now, here's what we know. The Washington Post reports Iran launched at least a dozen ballistic missiles toward two military bases in Iraq that house U.S. troops. As of early this morning, the AP reports there are no immediate reports of American deaths, but they're still assessing the situation. President Trump tweeted last night that, quote, all is well and so far so good. Iranian state TV made it clear the attack was revenge. Remember, the U.S. killed one of the country's top generals, Qassem Soleimani, last week. The Pentagon said Soleimani has been responsible for hundreds of American deaths in the past and was behind a recent breach at a U.S. embassy. The New York Times reports Iran is now threatening bigger attacks if the U.S. strikes again. Iran is also threatening Israel and Dubai. Though Iran's foreign minister also said they don't want this to escalate to war. U.S. lawmakers are split on whether killing Soleimani was the right move. Some worried about these escalating tensions. Stay tuned for President Trump's expected statement this morning. And two more quick things. The attack on U.S. troops in Iraq sent oil prices higher, since more conflict in the Middle East could lead to disruptions in the oil supply. Of course, oil prices can impact the global economy. Already, Wall Street is expecting a rough day. And finally, the FAA banned U.S. airlines from flying over Iran and Iraq until further notice. There's a still-developing story about a plane crash in Iran. Reuters reports a Ukrainian International Airlines flight crashed shortly after takeoff. It was leaving Iran's capital city of Tehran and heading to Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. Local reports say everyone on board, at least 170 people, died. The plane was a Boeing 737-800. The Iranian state news media cited technical problems for the crash, but there isn't much other information at this point. To be clear, this was not the same type of Boeing plane that has been grounded because of two other deadly crashes, but it is still something that could add to the crisis Boeing has already been dealing with. So far, the company says it's gathering more information. Expect updates today. We have an update from Puerto Rico because of another earthquake. This time, a 6.4 magnitude quake hit. Now the U.S. territory has declared a state of emergency and activated the National Guard. Earthquakes have repeatedly rattled the region in recent days, though this latest one was the biggest. ABC News reports at least one person died and eight others were hurt. The quake hit at about 4:30 in the morning yesterday, collapsing some buildings and impacting the electrical grid, leaving parts of the island without power again. Remember, some areas spent nearly a year without power after Hurricane Maria back in 2017. Officials say they're now inspecting the power plants. As of today, Seattle Public Schools has a new policy about students who are not vaccinated. Fox News reports if kids don't get their shots against measles, mumps, and rubella, aka the MMR vaccine, they will not be allowed in class. Right now, this affects nearly 1,000 students of the more than 50,000 in the district. USA Today reports the school district is rolling this out because of a new law in Washington state. It says parents can no longer cite philosophical or personal reasons for not getting their kids vaccinated. Now only religious or medical exemptions are allowed. A measles outbreak early last year prompted that new law. Seattle Public Schools has been holding free clinics for students to get vaccinated. It's Bloomberg versus Trump at the Super Bowl, at least during the commercials. Both billionaires are spending millions to reach the national audience next month. Politico reports President Trump's re-election campaign is spending $10 million for a 60-second ad, and the Wall Street Journal says Democratic presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg is also airing a one-minute-long ad during the big game. All right, we have much more news ahead, but first, a quick break for our sponsor this week, Rothy's. Rothy's shoes are stylish, sustainable, comfortable, and machine washable. Yes, really, all in one pair of shoes. They really are the perfect flats for life on the go. I was so impressed by the fact that you can wear them right out of the box, no break-in period required. One Yahoo editor called them, quote, the most comfortable flats I've ever owned. And honestly, I agree with that. Not only do they look and feel great, I always feel great about wearing them. That's because Rothy's are seamlessly knit using thread made from plastic water bottles. Rothy's has diverted more than 35 million water bottles from landfills already. I have one pair so far from the Merino collection, but I'm planning to buy another. Plus, Rothy's always comes with free shipping and free returns, so there is no risk to try. Check out the amazing styles right now at rothys.com/newsworthy. Go to rothys.com, that's rothys.com/newsworthy, to get yourself your new favorite flats. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. A keynote speaker at the Consumer Electronics Show, or CES, was Ivanka Trump. The president's daughter and advisor talked about the current and future state of the U.S. workforce. She discussed programs to help train blue-collar workers to keep up with the changing economy. But how she was received at CES kind of depends on who you ask. Variety says she got a, quote, warm reception as she discussed things like low unemployment and skills training, while the Washington Post reports she got a, quote, icy reception by some. The Post says there was plenty of applause inside the room, but outside, critics felt there were more qualified women in tech to speak. And Gizmodo says some felt like it was just a political pitch. But there was plenty of other news at CES as well yesterday. For example, Google made a bunch of announcements about smart technology. TechCrunch says Android users will be able to ask Google to read online articles out loud in a natural-sounding voice. Google is also working on scheduled actions to let you request for things to happen later, like scheduling the lights to turn on at 6 p.m. or the coffee to brew at 6 a.m. And if you notice Google recording something you said that you don't want it to hear, you can now say, hey, Google, that wasn't for you. And whatever was just recorded should be deleted. And speaking of some privacy issues, the AP reports smart home tech was all over the place with mics, cameras, and artificial intelligence. The focus is largely on making life easier, and in some cases even safer. But some experts say don't forget about the trade-offs, like privacy and security concerns. Facebook is banning deepfake videos, for the most part. Deepfakes are essentially fake videos or pictures made to look real using complicated artificial intelligence. Business Insider says Facebook's new policy only covers videos made with that AI where someone appears to say something that they never really said. It does not cover fake videos meant as a parody or clips altered with more basic editing tools. So, Vox says, that means Facebook posts showing last year's viral video that was slowed down to make it falsely look like House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was slurring her words, that will actually stay online. Some say banning deepfakes is a step in the right direction, fighting misinformation, but critics say Facebook should be doing more, especially with the 2020 election coming up. Uber wants to make sure riders get in the right car, especially for safety reasons. So it's rolling out its PIN system nationwide. It helps you verify your ride, and it should be available across the U.S. by the end of the week. So how does it work? CNET says the Uber app will send you a 4-digit PIN code right before your driver picks you up. When the driver gets there, they'll need to enter that PIN for the trip to start. Riders can choose whether or not they want to use that new PIN code feature. It's available for every ride or just at night. Well, the country music group Rascal Flatts is breaking up after 20 years together. Variety says the trio is holding a farewell tour this summer and will then go their separate ways. The group didn't say why they're splitting, other than saying nobody is sick. The group posted online that there's, quote, no sadness, just new chapters. It's Girl Scout cookie season, and there's a new cookie in town. They're called Lemon Apps, a lemon-flavored cookie with a layer of sweet glaze on one side. And NBC News says each cookie has an inspirational message on it, like, I am a leader. CNN reports they'll also use clean palm oil, meaning palm oil that's produced sustainably. Though apparently, these cookies aren't available everywhere just yet. It depends on where you live. Either way, expect to start seeing Girl Scouts selling soon. Girl Scout cookie season starts this month and ends in April. All right, that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. Today, we're talking about why potential employers may ghost you after an interview. So no calls, no emails, just nothing. In the past, companies would typically call you even if you didn't get the job to let you know and even give feedback. But Forbes says that doesn't really happen anymore. Potential reasons? For one, lawsuits. Companies are more worried now they'll say the wrong thing and it could be misinterpreted. Or there could be too many applicants to respond to. Now that it's easier to view and apply to jobs online, there are more resumes companies have to sort through. They also might not call because they're stalling for time while they interview more people. Whatever it is, Fast Company says you can try to take matters into your own hands with things like a thoughtful follow-up or connection on LinkedIn. All right, thank you so much for listening today. As always, you can read more about the stories we mentioned at thenewsworthy.com under the Episodes tab, or check the episode description in your podcast app. The Newsworthy is here for you every weekday by 4 in the morning, so we'll chat again tomorrow. Have a great day.